Dear children, welcome to the third module of reproduction in animals. You have learned that some animals give birth to young ones, while some animals lay eggs which later develop into young ones. The animals which give birth to young ones are called viviparous animals. Those animals which lay eggs are called oviparous animals. The eggs of a few animals which are easy to collect because their mothers lay them outside their body. These animals from which you have collected the eggs are examples of oviparous animals like hen, duck. These are oviparous animals, but you would not be able to collect the eggs of a dog, cow or cat. This is because they do not lay eggs. The mother gives birth to young ones. These are the examples of viviparous animals. So you can differentiate between viviparous and oviparous animals with such type of examples like viviparous cow, female dog, female cat, human female, then oviparous like hens, ducks, etc. Now we move on the another subtopic, young ones to adults. So how young one develops from eggs and in adults. Children, you might have studied in class 7 life cycle of a silkworm. In the stages of life cycle of a silkworm are as follows, like egg develops into larva or caterpillar larva. Caterpillar larva further develops into pupa, in which the silk thread is obtained, and pupa develops into adult. Frog is another such examples of development. In life cycle of frog, you can see that eggs develops into early tadpole. Early tadpole further develops into late tadpole, and late tadpole further develops into frog, adult frog. But here you will see the structural difference, and there are several changes, several changes. So the transformation of larva into an adult through drastic changes is called metamorphosis. What about the changes that we observe in our body as we grow? Do you think we too undergo metamorphosis? No, children, no. In human beings, the body parts similar to those present in the adults are present from the time of birth. So here there is no metamorphosis. Metamorphosis can be seen in insects, frogs, and other animals. So this is the end of module 3. Thank you.